You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, folks. Going through a series, Who is Grafted In and Who Are God's Chosen People? So the bottom line is all of God's people are part of Israel, his chosen people. What if you're not? What is your status? Who's the covenant with? What if you're a Gentile? We've answered this in the previous three shows. If you missed them, please go to keepthesabbath.com and click on the radio show link, and they will be up there. To answer these questions, let's look at who went out of Egypt and who was in the wilderness, because the preachers teach us that it was Israel out there. Well, they're right, but they don't explain who Israel is out there. Exodus chapter 12, verse 37. Then the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, besides children. A mixed multitude went up with them also, in flocks and herds, a great deal of livestock. This mixed multitude, if it's Israel that's out there in the wilderness with Moses and God, where are the mixed multitude? Did they stick them over in the far corner over somewhere? How was an alien, a mixed multitude, considered who accepted the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Have you accepted the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Are you an alien? Are you a Gentile that has accepted the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Look at this, Ezekiel 47:21. Thus, you shall divide this land among yourselves according to the tribes of Israel. It shall be to you that you will divide it by lot as an inheritance for yourselves and for the strangers who sojourn among you and who bear children among you. They shall be to you as native born among the children of Israel. They shall have an inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. And it shall be in that whatever tribe the stranger sojourns, there you shall give him his inheritance, says the Lord. In other words, you're equal. You become part of. If you are living in the land of Ephraim, or the land of Judah, or the land of Manasseh, or any of the 12 tribes out there, and that's where you live, you get your inheritance, your lot with them. You are treated as native born, in other words, as if you were one of them. Let's look at what God promised Abraham when he made the covenant with him. Genesis 15:5. Then he brought him outside and said, look now towards heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. I'm sorry. The Jews are not as numerous as the stars in heaven, and another one is the sand of the sea. You can count the Jews. In fact, there's 15.7 million Jews on the face of the earth today. You can't count the stars in heaven, and you can't count the sand and the seashore. It's impossible. Folks, the ministers won't tell you this truth, because the minute you learn it, then you'll want to keep the law that God commands Israel to keep. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.